Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and this is my audio blog. Let's see, it's Friday, the 25th of May, which, by the way, is Towel Day. For those of you not in the know, this is the anniversary of the passing of Douglas Adams, the author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, a series of books. So every May 25th, we celebrate Towel Day. And today is kind of an extra special Towel Day. It says 5-25-12, of course, if you leave off the 20, off of 2012. And if you add that all up, it comes up to 42, which 42 is a very important number in the Hitchhiker's Guide. So anyway, enough total geekery there. See, I haven't posted in a little while. I'll give you some updates on what's been going on in my life here. See, I took a contract job, or contract, I don't know what you call it. I've become a courier, and what that means is I'm signed on to drive small packages to, you know, emergency stuff. You know, I can't really go into details, but, you know, for like computer parts that need to go somewhere quick, or samples that need to go to a lab somewhere, or legal papers that need to be brought to the courthouse or whatever. I mean, just any little thing. And also, I acquired a new vehicle. Didn't retire the old Toyota, but I'm in the process of selling that to a friend. That's a great third car for somebody, or, you know, for some families. And since I don't need it anymore, we're going to sell it to this other friend. And she's in the process of getting all the paperwork done on that. So anyway, what I bought was a Subaru Forester. I figure a little station wagon would have been would be perfect for this new gig. Plus, I just needed a better car. So, alas, I got that, and it's, you know, it's all wheel drive, and it's really quite a bit nicer than most of the vehicles I've had for a long time. It's a used one, of course. I don't buy new and all that stuff, but I decided to get this. And. And like I said, I like it so far. Been on one trip with it, put about 300 miles on it yesterday, and it was really comfortable. Everything works and looks just like new, so I can't complain. I'm sure I'll get a lot more windshield time in that coming up real soon. In fact, I've got about an 800 mile run here Tuesday, so. I'll get lots and lots of windshield time on that. I don't know if I'm going to end up staying somewhere along the way or just push through on it. Who knows? We'll see. I'm not going to take any chances. But I've always wanted to try out a driving thing. You know, I'm still doing my consulting and you know, my freelance business and all that. And what's nice about mostly what I do with all that is it's not super time sensitive. So, you know, if this gets me out of the house or out of the office a couple times a week, that's going to be kind of fun. It's an outfit based here in Traverse City. They've been around, I don't know, probably 6-7 years now. And like I said, they're growing pretty good. They got another office in another city not too far away that they just opened. And like I said, I get a real good vibe from the people that own it and run it. And we'll see if it's profitable. You know, it could be that it's not, but, you know, I kind of suspect it will be. But, I mean, there's people that have been working with them for the whole time they've been in business. So they got to be treating people okay. And like I said, I'm looking at it as a part-time gig. So I'm sure I could probably make it full-time if I wanted to. But I think I'll do just as well, if not better, to have a few days in the office and a few days on the road. and it just gets me out of the house. It's been a year since I left my past job, my past real job. And, you know, as long as the wife is still working and has insurance. Why do I say all the time? Oh, well, I'm not going to micro worry about that. Just telling you what's going on. But, you know, as long as she has the benefits and all that, and, you know, we can make ends meet, why not have a little fun for a while? Who knows? Like I said, might not be a long-term thing, but then again, it might turn into something. Or then again, my consulting stuff may turn into something. You know, it just, you just never know. But as a positive side note to that is I get to listen to podcasts again more than I have. You know, I only have about 3 or 4 that I listen to no matter what, end to end. And, you know, and then I have a whole bunch of other ones I'd like to listen to. I usually put them on when I'm going to bed and fall asleep 10 minutes into them and never get back around to listening to the rest of them. So now I'll be able to actually listen to all of them. And probably maybe even restart my Audible subscription and start doing some audiobook reading, I guess you call it. Plus, my old Kindle has text-to-speech. And what's nice about that, I mean, it's not the greatest speech in the world, but you get used to it, and you usually get the gist of the book. Let's see, since we last talked, I went to Hamvention with my friend John. We buzzed down there on Thursday last week and spent a couple of days, you know, with friends around the Dayton, Ohio area, and, of course, a couple of days at the actual Hamvention. Got to talk with Bob Heil again. That was a treat. I didn't see Gordon West, but he was there somewhere. And, of course, got to talk to a whole bunch of other people. Even met up with a couple hams that John and I helped get their license, you know, with the old ham radio pod class. So that was kind of nice. Got to see them. And of course, all my friends over at the International Order of Crazies, IOOK.org, if you're interested in what that is. And like I said, it's just been great. So, you know, like I said, I'm trying this new thing with the, you know, with the courier deal. I probably will do some podcasting on the road. Of course, I like doing that, and I have the setup to do it. So maybe I'll have some sort of a long, rambling road podcast periodically right here on the MikeDell.com audio blog or whatever I'm going to call it. I don't really care, you know. It just comes up Mike Dell, I think, in iTunes. So that's what it is. Of course, I'll continue to do Geek of the North, although I'm trying to do a weekly schedule and it ends up being every other week, but so be it. I'll get there, maybe. Who knows? But that's all I'm doing, really, with the podcasting stuff. It's been a little crazy around here. The weather, of course, has gotten warm, and today I put the second air conditioner in the window in the old cabin here. And this time, instead of using plywood, see, I got windows that aren't meant to take window air conditioners. They're, you know, kind of weird shape and size. So what I had been doing is I put the air conditioner up, you know, take the window out, or, you know, take the window and the screen and the storm window and all that stuff out. And I just got the opening there, and then I put the air conditioner up there, and then I put plywood around it. And, you know, that kind of looked a little bit rednecky, so I decided I was going to do it a different way this time. I went and got a piece of plexiglass cut that goes around the air conditioner so you can still look out the window, you know, kind of like the way they should work if you had newer windows. Maybe one of these years we'll get new windows, but yeah, these work fine. So anyway, that's all installed and the house is now cooling down, hopefully efficiently, although it's not super warm out today, but yesterday it was in the, you know, high 80s, low 90s, which is, you know, a bit much for me anyway. And so, like I said, it warmed the house up good, and now it's up there cooling it off. Got a busy weekend planned. Tomorrow morning I'm going to have breakfast with Kevin Reeves and Jim Marley. Kevin Reeves, of course, is a musician. He was is a PodSafe musician. Had a couple of CDs out, and he's got a new one coming. He also works plays in a heavy metal band, and for the life of me, I can't think of what it's called at the moment, but anyway, I'm sure I'll get all those details tomorrow at breakfast, and I might even bring the recorder and throw it on the table, and we'll maybe put out an impromptu chat over breakfast with Kevin Reeves and Jim Farley at the restaurant. Jim's up here with his family this weekend. His extended family, his son and daughter-in-law and their new Pampino, which Jim has been instructed to keep off of Facebook and not talk about it a whole lot, so I won't talk about it a lot, but next time you happen to talk to Jim, call him Grandpa. And I think his daughter and son-in-law are also up or coming up. Well, I know the son-in-law is up, but I don't know if his daughter made it up. I think she had to work and was coming up either late tonight or tomorrow, something like that. So we just thought it'd be good to get together. Kevin moved back here to Traverse City. I guess that's where he's from originally. He moved back to Traverse City, I guess, probably a year ago. And I've seen him a couple of times since he moved back, but not as much as I would have thought, since he only lives about a mile from me. I think he was in Nashville for a while and maybe New Orleans for a while. I don't really know. Maybe we'll find that out tomorrow. So anyway, I guess that's it. Just wanted to do a quick little update here. Felt like turning the microphone on, and that's what this show's all about. If you have any podcast recommendations for me to listen to, since I'm going to have a lot more windshield time and time to listen to podcasts, might be nice to see what y'all are listening to. So if you have any suggestions, you more than likely know how to get a hold of me, but the easiest is mike@mikedell.com or, Twitter, Geek in the North on Twitter, Michael Dell on Facebook and Google+, although make sure you don't get the Michael Dell from Austin, Texas, since he's pretty busy with his little computer company he's got down there. And that's probably three or four best ways to get a hold of me. You can actually leave a comment right here on the website, at mikedell.com. Of course, I'm using the Facebook commenting system, so I know some of you probably have an aversion to Facebook, but if that's the case, use one of the other methods. But you're more than welcome to leave comments or whatever. But what I'm looking for in podcasts is something that'll keep me awake on a long drive. Preferably not too music heavy. I like some music shows. I listen to Coverville, and I got a huge, huge, huge backlog of Coverville, so I'll probably be playing a lot of those. And let's see, another criteria is just something interesting, something not too specialized. I kind of like the stream of consciousness things, kind of like what I'm doing here. I prefer that kind of thing, or, techie shows, or, of course I know all the Twit broadcasts. I listen to some of them, but I probably will pick up a few others. Actually should start actually listening to Ham Nation. I've downloaded the video version of it, and I almost never get to watch it. Like I said, since I'm going to be on the road, I'm going to be audio heavy. So I might pick up the audio version of that. A couple of them I've picked up recently that I like a lot is Michael Hyatt does one called This Is Your Life or something like that. Michael Hyatt's a chairman of the board of a large publishing company in Nashville, Robert Nelson Publishers, I think. But anyway, he's pretty busy with that, but he just wrote a book, which I haven't got yet. I might get the audio version of it so that I can listen to it. But it's called, I knew I'd, that slipped my mind as soon as I mentioned it. Platform, that's what it's called. So Michael Hyatt, the thing's called Platform. I listened to that. I listened to a couple of Cliff Ravenscraft's podcasts. The podcast Answer Man, I listened to, something about balanced life, but I'm not looking at a computer here. I'm just talking. I listened to the Audacity podcast by Daniel J. Lewis. Listen to Coach Radio. The Thomas Jefferson Hour. If you haven't listened to that, and you're into history in any way, shape, or form, that one is really good. It's independently produced public radio show that goes out on several radio stations, but they also do the podcast version of it. I do a couple of those. Of course, I listen to Car Talk with Click and Clack from NPR. I listen to Radio Lab. I think that's WNYC in New York and also through NPR, I guess. And of course, I listen to Dave Jackson, a couple of his, or two or three of his. School of Podcasting would be the main one, and The Power of Podcasting. And so you listen to Ray Ortega, the Podcaster's Studio. Geez, I didn't realize I was going to have a whole list of podcasts here. And I'm not going to put links to this. Just type them into Google as you hear me talk about them. So that'd be too many to list, and I'm sure I'd forget some of them. But, just trying to see. I don't have my iPod right here, but suffice it to say, I've got quite a few that I download, and I really don't get to listen to all of them all the time. When I take a walk, I listen. When I go to bed, I listen. If I'm in the car, now that I'm going to be in the car a lot more, I'll listen to them a lot more. And I guess Ron Stroop used to do, I can't remember the zip code, but from Shreveport, Louisiana, he used to do a podcast that was fairly popular, and now he's back at podcasting. Of course, I still listen to Trucker Tom, and I've been downloading No Agenda lately. That's John C. Dvorak, Adam Curry, but I haven't listened to too many of those because they're 2.5-3 hours long, and you know, you got to have a little bit of time commitment there. So I'm sure those will get to listen to somewhere up and down the road. So anyway, geez, rambled on for almost 20 minutes here. Well, usually they're not going to be this long, but so goes it. Hope everybody has a good holiday weekend if you're in the U.S. It's Memorial Day. And don't get sunburned or eat too many hot dogs, hamburgers, or whatever else gets burned up on the grill. And I will catch you later, and you can catch me later.